If you have missing teeth and you're looking for a solution, you'll want to stay tuned. Welcome to Teeth Talk. I'm Mike Slayman, and with us again, Dr. Charles Ashley Mann from Charles Ashley Mann Family and Cosmetic Dentistry. Dr. Mann, let's get right into today's subject, and we're talking about All on X. What is All on X?
It really is a way that we can provide a permanent solution for those who have a lot of missing teeth. They only have a few of their teeth left, and the ones that they have are severely decayed or severely worn down, and they need to reestablish their smile. They need to reestablish their ability to be able to chew. All these things are very, very important, not only for the quality of life that we're living, but also for our social well-being. And so All on X provides a way that we can deliver permanently retained teeth, okay, in one visit. And that is provided by placing implants on the upper and the lower, and then we actually screw in the teeth to those implants. And you get those the same day that we do the actual extractions and placement of the implant. So a person basically leaves our office with All on X with a beautiful smile. And it's really been a game changer. The reason why they call it All on X is because the teeth are sitting on the actual implants, which are termed as X. So that is really what All on X is. It's just providing a permanent solution for those patients that are in what we call terminal dentition. They no longer have the ability to keep the teeth that they have, whether it's periodontal disease, attrition, drug abuse, whatever it may be. We can restore their smile with All on X.
So by having these dental implants as anchors, does that make it a lot more solid for the patient?
Yes, it's a lot more solid. And some people have probably heard on All on 4. That's when you place four implants on the top, four on the bottom, and then again, it stabilizes those teeth so that you can chew and eat and create a beautiful smile so they don't fall out like dentures. The only bad thing about All on 4, and you've probably heard some of the commercials with Clear Choice and some of the other ones, most of them tend to use four implants. We don't in my practice. We like to place six on the upper and six on the lower. That gives you three on each side to stabilize the teeth that you're going to be using. You remember, teeth take a lot of force in the mouth. Chewing is a really, really strong force that we don't even realize how much pressure that we're placing, especially when you lose your teeth. You don't really have proprioception anymore, so you don't know how hard you're biting once you lose your teeth, because your ligaments around your natural teeth send a feedback to your brain about how hard you're biting. So you really need that support. And you need, and I believe you need two extra ones just in case you do have one that fails. Let's just say that one of the implants fails and your body rejects it. You still have five there, which is plenty to stabilize the All on X. So it is a better, All on X is a better treatment than the All on 4s. I'm not a big fan of those. Actually replaced some that have failed because there's not enough what we call cross arch stability there to keep the pressure that we see from chewing on our teeth.
Now, the reason we're talking about All on X today on Teeth Talk is that Dr. Mann has a special event coming up in April.
Yeah, on April 15th, we are going to have an event at Ray's Steakhouse. It starts at 6 and lasts till 8 o'clock. And it's kind of like a dine and learn. If you're interested in All on X, we're going to be presenting, what it looks like, the befores and afters that we have of people that have gone through them, and answer any questions that our patients may have about them, because there is a lot of questions. You know, once people decide, hey, I'm going to move into getting my teeth out, it's a tough decision, but I can't tell you how many people there have done it. I wish I'd have done this a long time ago. You kind of heard people with knees that have been hurting them for a long time, and they go and get a knee implant. They're like, wow, you know, I wish I'd have done this a long time ago. We hear the same thing with All-On-X. You know, I wish I'd have moved forward a long time ago because I've got a beautiful smile and I'm able to eat whatever I want without pain.
If you'd like to register for the event on April 15th, or if you have further questions about it or any of the services we talk about every week here on Teeth Talk, contact one of Dr. Mann's offices in Cary, Garner, or Fuquay Varina. The number is 919-462-9338, or go to smileman.com. That's smile, M-A-N-N. com. There's a lot more to learn about All-On-X, so keep it here. You're tuned to Teeth Talk on WPTF and WPTF.com. Welcome back to Teeth Talk. We're learning about a procedure called All-On-X today with Dr. Charles Ashley Mann. Who would be the best candidate for All-On-X?
Well, you know, I think I mentioned it earlier. You know, one of the things that we determine in our practice when we're evaluating patients is, you know, is it worth spending money on teeth that you can't keep for a long period of time? So we have a lot of patients that come in and their mouth has really deteriorated. And there comes a point when there's not enough bone and there's not enough tooth structure left due to wear, decay. We call this terminal dentition. Instead of putting your money into, or a patient puts their money into trying to save one tooth at a time, we encourage our patients to move forward with the All-On-X because A, it gives them a beautiful smile and they're putting money into something that's going to last for a lifetime. They never have to worry about it. With All-On-X, guess what? You don't have to worry about decay. You don't have to worry about your teeth breaking. We use a zirconia, which is a very, very hard porcelain, and it's very, very hard to break. Now, could you break it from trauma? Of course, but just naturally chewing, you don't get that wear that you'll see even with your natural teeth. So those two things are great. And once those implants are integrated into the bone, the chances of your body rejecting them are very, very slim if you don't, you know, smoke or you don't get diabetes. Those implants are there to stay along with those teeth. So we encourage our patients that are at that point where they only have a few front teeth left or they have one or two in the back and they don't have many left in the front. We encourage them to start considering this All-On-X because it's kind of, in my opinion, a waste of money to put money into teeth that we know are not going to survive.
You stressed that All-On-X provides a comfortable solution. Do denture wearers experience some kind of discomfort the longer they wear them?
Well, that's the thing about denture wearers is, you know, they don't have these implants to support. Their gums are supporting their biting force. So yes, over time, there's a few things that happen with dentures. The first thing that we see is bone atrophy, which means the bone starts to deteriorate. That causes the patient to lose vertical dimension and horizontal dimension. So when they have their dentures out, they look kind of overclosed or their face collapses in. That doesn't occur with All-On-X and or implant-supported dentures. Now, if there's a person out there that has dentures, they could be a candidate for the All-On-X, which means they can be fixed, screwed in permanently. If they've had their dentures for a long period of time and they don't have quite enough to put six implants in, we can do something called what we call overdentures. So they're basically fixed into place temporarily. They can be popped in and out, but they're secured by implants. And it keeps those from moving around while someone's chewing. And that's a very, very good alternative for those who've waited a long time that had dentures they just don't have that support anymore to keep them from moving around and causing those sore spots and causing them to pop out in social situations that they don't feel comfortable with, not having to use a lot of the fixident and the glue that we see that a lot of the patients with dentures use. So They do have that choice. And whether it's all on X or implant supported dentures, it's a great way to preserve that bone and to keep your smile and also keep that that bite stable so that you're able to chew what you want to. And that includes healthy foods. Now, we see a lot of denture wearers who they don't have the stability to be able to chew healthy foods because, as you know, a lot of healthy foods are very hard to chew. You know, raw vegetables, nuts, things like that. Mm-hmm. We start seeing people who are losing that bone start leaning more towards processed foods, which are really bad for our overall health. And we see that also with people in the terminal dentition. They don't have enough teeth to chew or they have pain when they're chewing. They'll tend to lean more towards processed foods. All of this contributes to the overall health of deteriorating. So when we can stabilize those dentures or get someone in all on X, we do see, believe it or not, there's been a study out that shows that there is some weight loss after placement of these because people start eating less processed foods when they get better dentures.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's life-changing, isn't it?
Life-changing. Yes, life-changing. It's amazing. People, you know, that never would show their smile or showing their smile after the procedures are done. And in fact, like I said, you know, we deliver the All-on-X the same day that we place the, that we take out the teeth and or place the implants. And the patient goes home and it's a game changer from day one. It's amazing. They're able to eat, they're able to function, and socially they feel so much better about themselves because they've been hiding, you know, that smile for so long.
Well, this event you have coming up is a great chance to see if All-on-X is right for a particular person.
Yeah. So, you know, if someone wants to know, April 15th is a great time to come. We're giving $1,000 off if someone signs up for a consultation and moves forward with treatment for those who attend April 15th. And they can call our office number 919-462-9338. And RSVP for that because it is filling up and we have a limited number of seats. But once someone comes in for the consultation, we will be able to determine which route they can take, whether it's all on X or whether it's implant supported dentures. Once that occurs, we take a lot of digital imaging, photographs, and then we send it to a company that we use that produces our what we call guides. They make the guides from a CAT scan that we take, and that allows us to know exactly that guide exactly placed to the T where the implants are going to go in the mouth. So when we place them, they already know at the lab where those implants are going to be in your mouth. So they can go ahead and make your teeth ahead of time before those implants are even placed. And we screw and stabilize those teeth into the implants that we place that same day. So it's usually takes from the time that we take the records till we set up surgery, anywhere from 5 to 6 weeks, because I work with those labs to get them perfectly. And there's a lot of adjustments and things to do. Mm-hmm. And while we do this, a patient can be, we do IV sedation in my office. So a patient's really, they're out, they're not filling anything. They don't have to be, but we encourage it. And if not, we still numb the patient up really well, whether they're in IV sedation or whether they choose not to do sedation. Like you said, it's a life-changing event for the patients when they wake up if they're under IV.
Keep it here. You're tuned to Teeth Talk on WPTF and WPTF.com. You're tuned to Teeth Talk, and Dr. Mann, finances can play a part, and if someone will do a procedure or not, like All-on-X, how can you help with that?
First of all, we do ours in packages. We don't want to make it really complicated for our patients. When you start, if you have dental insurance or if you don't have dental insurance, it makes it cheaper. Everybody's dental insurance pays different for procedures, so we take insurance out of the picture. There is some maintenance on these all on X's and your overdentures. We do need for you to come in once a year to have them cleaned. And the reason is we have to unscrew the teeth and clean around your implants. And then we actually place new screws back in to the all on X. And the same with overdentures. We have to clean the implants. So we save the insurance that if someone has insurance for that part, so that insurance, because they cover usually 100% of all of that, all of those procedures. But what we do is we've packaged it nicely together, and we also have financing available, because our goal is to get them healthy and get them in to the teeth so that they start a new life of well-being. And so that is our goal. And that's why we offer the financing packages that we do.
We talk a lot on Teeth Talk about periodontal disease, and if this is present or other diseases, is that a concern for doing this procedure all on X?
Well, you know, periodontal disease is one of the what we call one of the reasons for terminal dentition is periodontal disease. So we do see that if someone has severe periodontal disease, and we know that their teeth can't be saved. But some of the diseases that we have to, doesn't mean that they can't get implants, but we closely have to monitor is diabetes. We have to have diabetes under control. And the other thing, the only other thing that could be a major issue, and in many people it is if someone's a chronic smoker, if they smoke a lot, we see a lot of failures with the implants. Doesn't mean they can't get the procedures. It's just, it makes it very, very hard. So those are probably the two biggest that we see. But really with diabetes, if someone keeps it under control, keeps their A1C at bay, then usually we see success even with diabetics when we're doing these procedures.
Once again, tell us about this special event to learn more about All on X in April at Ray's Steakhouse in Cary.
April 15th. People can start get there at 5:30, and going to have Don and learn about the procedures themselves. And you're going to hear from some patients that have been through the procedures. We also have before and afters of a lot of the procedures that have been done. And all of our doctors will be there in all the three offices to answer any questions. Fuqua, Garner, and Cary. Myself will be there, as well as Dr. Amaradakis and Dr. Nico from Garner and Fuqua.
I'm curious, how long has this procedure been around?
You know, it hasn't been around as long as implants. You've heard about All on 4 now for probably about 15 years. And again, All on 4 was great. I just think in my research that All on 6 is better, All on X. And I think a lot of dentists within the past 8 years have started realizing it's better to go that route, All on X, All on 6.
Again, if you want to schedule for the April 15th event at Ray's, contact Charles Ashley Mann, one of the three offices in Cary, Garner, or Fuqua Verena. Call 919-462-9338 or go to smileman.com. That's smileman.com. That's it for Teeth Talk for this week. What can we look forward to next Sunday?
We're going to take questions from our listeners. I've had quite a few, and we haven't answered them lately, so I feel kind of guilty. So we're going to do that.
Maybe I'll throw in one or two.
Okay, that sounds great.
You've been listening to Teeth Talk on WPTF.